ESPN840@yahoo.com. The final round brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. How about Blacksburg? Good man to ask is our next guest. He'll be starting his weekly appearance here on this radio show. We look forward to having him each and every week to talk a little Virginia Tech football. He is from TechSideline.com. He is Chris Coleman. Chris, if I said to you in Blacksburg or among a crew of Virginia Tech fans, who would you refer to as the coach? The way Bill Walsh was in San Francisco, who's the coach in Blacksburg?
Well, obviously it's Beamer. For a little perspective, I think I was 3 years old the last time Virginia Tech played a football season without Frank Beamer on the sideline. So I think he's pretty well entrenched as the man around here.
I couldn't argue with you. I try to go through this, and I think maybe Charlottesville Virginia fans will be a little bit tougher. But to me, when it comes to Blacksburg, I think you have to go with Beamer, no doubt.
Oh, absolutely. He's such a fixture around here. You know, you see him jogging around on the campus. Everybody knows who he is. I mean, he's been here, he's been around Blacksburg longer than pretty much anybody, you know, and he was the face of the school back in April, so he's definitely the man around here.
And it's hard to believe, or it's hard not to fathom, that Beamer won't end up like a guy like Bowden or a guy like Paterno. I mean, I think he's found his niche in this college football coaching world.
Yeah, he definitely has. You know, earlier in his career, there was always talk of him, you know, taking the Clemson job or the North Carolina job or the Alabama job, but it's pretty clear now that, you know, he's never going to go anywhere because, you know, he's got it made pretty much. Everybody loves him. He knows what it takes to win at Virginia Tech. He's got a great recruiting pipeline in the state of Virginia, and, you know, he's in Blacksburg until retirement, it looks like.
And retirement anytime soon? No way. Chris Coleman, TechSideline.com, joining us as he will each and every Tuesday here on ESPN 840. Chris, I was down with the media at the ACC kickoff. Virginia Tech getting 77 first-place votes. It made an easy choice for me. It made an easy choice for a lot of people. Are they clearly, to you, the top team in the Coastal Division?
You know, I think they're the most complete team. If you look around the ACC this year, every team has at least one major question mark. You know, at Georgia Tech, it's who they're going to throw the ball to now that Calvin Johnson is gone, and is their secondary going to be able to produce? At Florida State, is their quarterback and offensive line, just like at Virginia Tech. In Miami, they've got a new coaching staff. So, you know, everybody has major question marks in the ACC, but when you look at Virginia Tech is the most stable program of any program in the ACC right now. That goes back to Beamer being here so long. And, you know, even though there are questions on the offensive line, there are questions at quarterback, you know, you can't argue with the number one defense in the country, arguably the top running back in the conference, and one of the top groups of wide receivers in the country. So I think there are more pluses with Virginia Tech than there are with most teams this year.
I guess the big question mark is, can the offense find the balance that the defense got?
Yeah, that seems like it's always the question around here. It kind of seems like the defense is always propping the offense up. And if the offense can come around this year and, you know, not necessarily dominate, but just not get dominated, then it could be a big season.
Well, you see that team, you know that team, and you kind of expect or have expectations of going into the season. If I gave you one least confident, 10 the most confidence, where are you sitting with what number with Sean Glennon as the quarterback?
I'm around probably a 7 with confidence from Glennon. I think a lot of last year was, you know, number one, you're not going to get great production out of a first-year starter generally, a first-year starter who's a sophomore who has very little playing experience before. And number two, he's a pocket passer behind the worst pass-blocking offensive line of the Beamer Bowl era. So, you know, you look at that situation, and it's clear, you can clearly see that, you know, you're not going to get great stats, great production in a situation like that. But Glennon looked very good this past spring, looked better under pressure. They kept the yellow jersey off of him in spring practice, and he really looked a year older and looked more comfortable and more confident. So I'm fairly confident with Glennon this year. I actually have still more questions about offensive line depth. Chris, is my biggest concern.
Chris, how about the fans? And your cohort, Chris Wright, obviously with the Sabre. But I've gotten this feel, you know, and you guys get a unique job where you're not only the journalist, but you're also working one-on-one with the fans. It came off to me that the fans at Virginia Tech prior to spring ball, that they almost wanted a quarterback controversy, that they would have enjoyed a quarterback controversy, and they were a little disappointed when there really wasn't a quarterback controversy.
Yeah, everybody wanted to make it sound like there's a quarterback controversy, not only Tech fans, but in the national media also. Just made it seem like there was just this big controversy between Whitaker and Glennon, and that was far from the case. If anything, Glennon separated himself more from Whitaker this spring. He was very impressive. Whitaker was inaccurate on his passing for the first half of spring practice and settled down some towards the end, but just, you know, couldn't make up any ground. So a lot of Tech fans, it does seem like they kind of want a controversy. If they're just so used to having a mobile quarterback back there to make up for what I think has always been a problem, pass blocking. And last year it stood out a little more with more of a pocket passer type in there rather than your Brian Randall or Marcus Vick.
Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com joining us here on the final round on ESPN 840. Chris, to the schedule itself, take out the LSU game on September the 8th. Give me the most intriguing game on the Tech schedule to you.
Well, to me, I think it's Georgia Tech. You look at that game last year, and Tech had the number one defense in the country. And the only opposing offense that was able to really control Tech's defense and dictate the pace of the game was Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's offensive line opened up some nice holes, and Tashard Choice had over 100 yards rushing, averaged over 5 yards a carry, and had a couple of touchdowns. So Georgia Tech scored 38 points on Tech. One of those was a defensive touchdown. Another one was set up by a block punt. But overall, their offensive line really controlled Tech's front seven that day. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens this year because Georgia Tech brings four guys back on that offensive line. And that should be the best offensive line in the ACC. But I think Tech really improved after that Georgia Tech game last year defensively up front. And at the end of the season, it would not have been the same. But, you know, it's a different season this time, so we'll see what happens. But that matchup is very intriguing to me.
And, Chris, the first game will be very emotional as this team will open at home against ECU. It'll be emotional for the team. It'll be emotional for the fans. I always like to get the perspective of Virginia Tech fans and Virginia Tech media on this question. The number 32 has taken on a humongous significance down there in Blacksburg. What would you like to see from the athletic standpoint? What would you like to see done with the number 32?
You know, I've never really put that much thought into it. I've never thought that they should retire it. I thought if they did anything special at all, they should maybe give it to, like, one player each year. Maybe, like, your emotional leader in the locker room should wear it. Or perhaps a walk-on, you know, who's really busted his butt and gotten a spot in the two deep and plays special teams or something like that. But overall, you know, I've never really put much thought into that. I'm not one of those that thinks they should retire it forever because, you know, sometimes, you know, at some point you have to move on from something like that. I've just thought that if they're going to do anything with it at all, that they should just give it to the emotional leader of the team each year, and I think that's the best way to handle it.
You can check out his message boards. You can check out his outstanding writing, TechSideline.com, and this is just the start of many weekly appearances on this show. Chris Coleman, TechSideline.com. Chris, glad you're part of the show. Look forward to each and every week with you.
Thanks a lot. I'm looking forward to it also.
You got it. Chris Coleman, TechSideline.com. Hokie fans, the phone lines are yours. 866-356-ESPN. 866-356-3776. It was a distinct, clear-cut, easy vote for me to put them at number one atop of the Coastal. I love that defense. And as the questions go, and they have gone for the past 2-3 years, can the offense find the balance to the defense? Can they equal it out? Can they be just as good? It's a huge question, but I still see Virginia Tech as the best team in the Coastal. Georgia Tech, that defense is good. Too many question marks in the offense for me. But as far as Virginia Tech, 866-356-ESPN, there's questions. I mean, who doesn't have questions? Everyone has got questions, and we'll see how it all plays out. But for me, the easy vote to put them at the top in the preseason. ESPN840@yahoo.com. And as far as the non, and of course, the UVA fans are kind of like, oh, God, we got to listen to Tech talk. Yeah, I'm sorry. I know who owns the bigger part of the state. Mama didn't raise no fool. But for non-Virginia fans and non-Virginia Tech fans, are Hokies America's team? Are the Virginia Tech Hokies America's team? And is it fair to pull what happened April 16th into the sports mix? In some ways it is. In some ways it's not. But everyone knows what happened. It was the biggest story on the news. Not just sports. On the news for weeks. But when it comes down to Virginia Tech, if you're a Central Virginia resident, if you don't pull for the Wahoos or the Hokies, Are you pulling for the Hokies this year? Are you kind of adopting them? I mean, there haven't been a lot of people who've pulled for the Yankees just out of emotion over the years. In 2001, go Yanks. I was even a little disappointed when they lost to the Diamondbacks. Are you doing that now? Remove yourself. If you are a person who's not a Virginia Tech fan, if you're a person who's not a Virginia fan, are you going to find yourself pulling, maybe adopting Virginia Tech this year because of what had happened back in April?